relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm just going to jump straight in as we listen to the amazing score. James Horner, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, never gets old. What is the task that lies ahead of us? Whatever happens on January the 20th, because it's not over, my friends. Mitch McConnell may think it's over. Beijing Biden in his decrepit press conference yesterday clearly thinks he's already the president, but he's not. The Electoral College votes have not been tallied by the vice president in a joint session of Congress, and they won't be until January the 6th. And a lot can happen until then. But don't put your faith in strange theories, whispered conspiracies. Let's just look at the situation realistically. Let's look at the last 4 years. Let's look at the last 40 years and ask the question that a former communist revolutionary asked: what is to be done? Well, that question must be approached with an adequate understanding of what happened 4 years ago in 2016. Because it was such a strange occurrence, something that no man or woman could have predicted, how a reality TV star who was really, really not a member of the Manhattan Jet Set, who was rejected by that jet set for the longest time until a certain member of that community took him under her wing. That individual who'd never run for political office before, who toyed with the idea of being a mayor or even running for president, decided to come down those escalators with his beautiful wife. And most people, almost everyone, except, you know, the odd caller to our show, wrote it off as a publicity stunt, as something to be laughed at, until he defeated every single, what was it, 16 or 17 GOP candidates, most of whom were just process politicians from within the so-called swamp. And then he did the truly remarkable. He defeated a member of a political dynasty, Hillary Clinton, a woman who outspent us on the Trump campaign by 100%. We only know the official figures. We spent $700 million, and she spent at least $1.4 billion on a position she thought she had in the bag. Why? because her last name was Clinton, and because the legacy media, lock, stock, and barrel, were on her side in the tank. And because, well, she's a woman, therefore, she was going to be the first female president. But no, God has a sense of humor. And a man who had been a Democrat, really, in every meaningful metric that term provides, became a Republican president the likes of which not even I expected. You cannot find for me right now a piece of writing, an interview from 2016 in which anyone stated, this will be a president more conservative than Ronald Reagan. Nobody said that. But it's true. Oh, how true. Pick any issue. Whether it's national security, staring down China, giving a green light to the Pentagon to target and kill more than 200 Russian mercenaries on the soil of Syria trying to destabilize the Middle East, building the wall, 400 miles of it already. Or keeping our promise to bring our troops back from endless, stupid wars. A man who was even more pro-life than the great Ronald Reagan. The first president ever to address the March for Life. To talk at the March for Life of the sanctity of the unborn child. A man who even in the most technical, philosophical avenues of conservatism was without parallel. It probably isn't recognized as such today, but one of the most consequential acts this president took was not the moving of our embassy to Jerusalem or recognizing that city as the eternal capital of Israel, which were remarkable things that for 23 years, every president, Republican and Democrat, had failed to do and thus betrayed our closest ally in the Middle East by not doing. No, the most remarkable thing he did was to understand, through one executive order, what it is the left has wrought with our civilization. I speak specifically of the recent document he signed whereby he banned the use of racist concepts such as critical race theory from inside federal government and making sure that any organization that promotes it cannot receive federal contracts or grants. You may say, well, why is that important? Because that is an expression, the ultimate expression, of how the left has tried to undermine this country, to make you believe, make our children believe, that America is the problem in the world, that we are inherently racist, and that we, as a nation, must be put in our place. The clearest expression of his rejection of that pernicious, evil ideology is the name of this radio show, America First. It's expressed in very prosaic but pedestrian terms in that incredible campaign slogan that became so powerful, Make America Great Again. But not in some specious, vague, amorphous, undefinable fashion, but in a truly concrete, visceral way, when he said, time and again, I'm going to fight for the forgotten men and women of America. That's what Make America Great Again meant and still means. And whatever happens to my boss, Donald John Trump, the Make America Great Again cry will not die. This is the greatest nation on God's earth for a very special reason, because we recognize God's existence in our founding document, and we recognize how every one of us, each and every American, no matter whether you were born here, whether you're an immigrant, whether you're black, white, red, whether you speak perfect English or with a thick accent or dialect, you are made in our Creator's image. We owe an inestimable debt to this man. I, for one, will be forever grateful to him. Whatever happens in the next few weeks, he has changed America for the better, and in ways that we don't even yet comprehend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay on this channel.
My dad cares. He's sending me all these gifts thanks to you. And I really like to thank you for it.
I like the presents that my dad sent me. I know that you guys care and he cares. So I just want to thank you for that. And I love Christmas.
Thank you, Angel Tree, for doing all that you do. Because you don't have to do this, but you choose to do it. And I really appreciate it.
Two beautiful little angel voices, Quentin and Alana. They come to us through the good offices of the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Campaign. You have provided Christmas toys to almost 2,000 children like Quentin or Lana just on my show. And it's, God bless you, I'm so impressed with you. This is the program for those children who've lost a mother or father to the prison system this Christmas. And we get them a gift, thanks to you, Christmas present. A children's Bible as well, a note from their mother or father who's incarcerated just to say, I haven't forgot you, I'm with you, and I still love you. But they do it because of you. $22 per child, and you can bring a ray of hope, a little extra love this Christmas. Will you be that Christmas angel? Please consider giving generously. Just go to my webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner at the very top, or you can call the amazing Prison Fellowship team on 888-206-2794. That number, 888-206-2794, or just go to S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. Make a donation in any amount. It all makes a difference. But think of this. If you can manage it, $220 is 10 children like Quentin and Alana who will feel more love this Christmas. God bless you. And thank you. Let's go to your... Oh, no. I feel bad. I haven't got through all my cuts. And I always want to please Mr. G. There's two he says we must listen to because they're crazy. They're just nuts. And they share a theme. One of them is from that man with that strange dyed pompadour, Joe Scarborough, from his basement. Well, it's just classic Joe. Video cut one.
You really should have read the Constitution and a little bit of history before you got into office. I heard you had Mein Kampf by your bedside. I think your wife said that you had Mein Kampf. Ex-wife said you had Mein Kampf by your bedside. Should have been the Constitution.
Right.
Should have been. It should have been a little bit of history, and you would understand that Supreme Court justices, they can't do what you're asking them to do.
You know the best part of that clip, if you you need to watch it as well, but I think you caught it, is this absolute this individual says, Donald Trump, you should have had the Constitution on your bedside table, not Hitler's Mein Kampf. And that utter ignorant mental midget Micah Brzezinski goes, yeah, right. That's the deep analysis that Joe and Micah Brzezinski bring you. Yeah, right. I'm not even going to comment. I'm just allowing you to absorb that. But on a similar vein, the man who, I think according to Mr. G, has got failed 6 times out of 7 with his amazing work as a quote-unquote GOP strategist and consultant to various campaigns on MSNBC, continuing the theme of fascism in America, but not from the people who are actually stabbing Americans on the streets of D.C., but from those who are being stabbed. This is Steve Schmidt.
We should all be terrified of what we saw this weekend in Washington, D.C., and we should think about it. What is it that we saw this weekend in Washington? What was it? They weren't wearing brown and black uniforms like they would have in Italy or in Germany in the 1920s or 1930s, but they're the same people. What we saw was right-wing violence in the nation's capital. This is political violence. This is a fascistic organization.
What is that, a real accent, or is he just mentally defective? What we saw in Washington, D.C. What is that? What is that? Chad, is that a real accent?
You got to have an affectation.
It's an affectation, right?
He wants to be like, who's the guy from Louisiana? Carvey? Carville? He wants to be like Carville in The Bunker, you know?
Because it sounds like an affectation.
Because America fell in love with Carville after watching The Bunker. He wants that. You know, he wants to be special.
Stunning. So he says that the supporters of the president are the Mussolini black shirts and brown shirts of Hitler. When who was being stabbed in Washington, D.C.? It was the president's supporters. Stabbed by who? Oh, yeah. Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I just want to share these with you so you can see them and hear them for yourselves. That's who they've become. And that guy says he's a Republican. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to John in South Carolina has an interesting question. Line 2, welcome back, John.
Dr. G, I was listening to everything that you guys were saying on YouTube, and I've got a tag.
Are we just crazy? Are we just crazy guys?
No, you guys are sado intellectuals.
Not pseudo.
Not pseudo.
Sado.
And the guy who originally stuck that in my brain, I think was trying to say pseudo, but he said sado, and it was just hilarious.
Okay,
and I realized,
but you got to define it for me. Are we trying to cause pain with our intellect?
That's
what are we
right.
doing?
That's it. Exactly. You inflict pain with your brain. So it's brain
is that
pain.
Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing?
it can be.
Okay.
But you need to balance it out with Victor Davis Hanson and Lord Conrad Black. And so here's another
are you a
vote
fan?
For yes. Yes, of course.
Good.
I am. That's exactly why
I'm worried that I'm so into it. I'm too close to the target. I enjoy it too much, and I don't know if everybody else is. But I'm going to remember that.
Hold on, let me make a couple of runs on some other
Sado intellectual. I like that. Carry on.
Let me make a run on a couple of other things real quickly.
Okay.
Number one, you were playing. You always comment on my timing, and here's one that goes back to the Wrath of Khan.
You got 90 seconds. Make
absolutely,
a good
job. Absolutely. Let me make the run. Don't interrupt me, and I'll bomb it. What motivates the left? They want to be like God. They want to remake or terraform,
yes,
as the Genesis Project did, all humanity in the world in their own image.
Correct.
So they're in the enforcement arm of secular humanism, their muscle. Point one. Number two, the next question is with when it comes down to China and what's going on with China, nobody yet has mentioned much about John Radcliffe's observation that the Chinese are engaging in gene editing and splicing,
right,
which points heavily to the fact that they may have actually engineered the coronavirus, so which makes it, again, look more like a biological weapon. So are they becoming the – are they going to the eugenics route of the Dr. Noonien Soong and creating Khan Noonien Singh in eugenics?
I love
it. So are they creating
it.
Their own version of Hogmits?
Is China
– last
no, we're out of time. You're going to have to call
quick
back.
Point.
Quickly.
How do we make the other poor SOB die for his country?
Love it. Love it. Is China the Botany Bay? John, fabulous call. And perfectly timed as usual, because we had a whole hour with Gordon Chang and David Goldman before the show. Go to our YouTube channel and check it out. Now, Miranda Devine, stay on this channel. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I wish we had had 3 hours, not 50 minutes, with our good friends Gordon Chang and David Goldman, the best, the true experts on the threat that is communist China today. We did a special live stream on YouTube earlier before the show because you guys just love it. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, do it now. It's free. Look for Sebastian Gorka, America First. Hit the subscription button. Hit the notifications bell twice and you'll never miss a thing. And by the way, because we know YouTube, they ain't no fans of the First Amendment. We've got our backup account at Rumble. So whether it's at Twitter with our backup on Parler, whether it's YouTube with our backup on Rumble, we are everywhere, including Instagram TV. And the story we just touched upon in our hour with Gordon and David was the incredible news of the list of millions of members of the Communist Party of China and who's embedded across the Western world as agents of that evil regime. And somebody who just updated that story with special relevance for the United States is New York Post columnist, good friend of the show. Especially, we like her because she's into that thing called science fiction. Did you hear that, Mr. G? He doesn't get it. Her name is Miranda Devine. Follow her right now, Miranda Devine on Twitter. Welcome back, Miranda.
Hi, Sebastian. Great to talk to you. And I love the way you roll your R's for a Rumble.
A years of training. A Rumble. We train for hours before the show. All right. So for those who, because it's really, it's been so deep sexed. It's been so memory holed by the legacy media as if it never happened. Will you first give us the encapsulated form of what this story is that just broke a few days out of Australia? And then we'll have your latest iteration, please.
Sure. Well, it's a database of Communist Party of China members, 1.95 million. that was seemingly downloaded by some dissidents in 2016. It's been doing the rounds of chat rooms. It found its way into the hands of the Interparliamentary Committee on China, which is a worldwide group that Marco Rubio is part of. And there are also UK Lords and Australian MPs. And so they gave it to a cybersecurity expert who verified it and helped us search and find for each country, whether it be Australia, the UK or the US or countries in Europe, to find which of our organizations, our companies and our consulates in Shanghai have CCP members embedded inside them.
So the results are shocking. This is so big a story that, I have to, you know, for my own mental digestion, I have to reiterate what we're talking about. This is a list of members of the Chinese Communist Party, and not exclusively residents in China. These are members of the Communist Party of China across the world, with some, as you just said, shocking results. Give us a flavor of just how shocking those results are, Miranda.
Well, you know that CCP members have sworn an oath to fight for communism to the end of their lives.
They've even sworn an oath to die for the Communist Party of China. And that's why this is such an incredible story. Carry on. Sorry, Miranda.
So Qualcomm is a semiconductor manufacturer, American company. It has contracts with the Department of Defense to actually look after their multi-factor authentication for all their military computers. It does not get more serious than that. They also are.
So you skipped out there for a moment. So you found members of the CCP who are working for Qualcomm in the US? Oh, it's frozen again.
Qualcomm in Shanghai.
Sorry, once more, you skipped again. So what did you find with regards to Qualcomm, Miranda?
Qualcomm, we found more than 200 CCP members working for Qualcomm in Shanghai.
And what else did you find in your update for the New York Post?
More than 200 CCP members working for Boeing in Shanghai, and also three CCP members who work or have worked for the U.S. consulate in Shanghai. Now, these people have sworn an oath to the Chinese Communist Party and to fight for communism and to be loyal to the party above all else. And I think as the former Tory leader Ian Duncan Smith said when this story broke on the weekend in the Daily Mail in UK, he said you can either swear allegiance to China, communist China, or to Great Britain. You can't do both. And I think the same goes for Australia, which the Australian newspaper and the Sky News found had one consulate member who was a CCP member in Shanghai. And, of course, the United States had three on that list.
Truly.
So I have reached out to the Secretary of State, to the State Department. They said they don't talk about personnel matters, but did reiterate how important it was to be on guard for this kind of mass infiltration by the Chinese Communist Party.
She's doing the work that the legacy media will not do. Follow her right now, Miranda Devine on Twitter with the New York Post. We'll post that article. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you are calling us on this show, please make sure it's not on one of the big cell phone companies, because they're not on your side. There's only one conservative Christian cell phone company. It's called Patriot Mobile. And right now they have an amazing Christmas gift to give program where you can get two Samsung A11 phones for yourself and someone you love, but it ends December 19th. These are the good guys, rated number one in customer service. Call them 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Go with the good guys, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Back after these messages.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. Most kind, most kind. If you enjoy this show, if you enjoy everything we provide you on social media, on YouTube, on terrestrial radio, on podcast, you know what to do. This isn't NPR. You don't get a cheap tote bag for your life savings. This is a free market enterprise. Support those that make our shows possible, especially the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. Just cuddles your cranium through the night. He sold 51 million of them. They're that good. I use them. My whole team uses them. Even the president does. And right now, because you are a friend of mine, Mike's going to give you more than 60% off. Each pillow, not $69.98, $29.98. They are flying off the shelves, Mike tells me, because it is the perfect Christmas gift. Don't wait any longer. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. We are back with the New York Post's Miranda Devine. We have discussed this incredible story of the membership list leaked by dissidents of the Chinese Communist Party, including hundreds of individuals in Western companies, in defense-related companies. Let me ask you the naive question. What has the coverage of this story been in the legacy mainstream media in America, Miranda?
Well, it's a very curious thing because the story broke originally on Sunday or Saturday night in the UK, the Sunday Mail, and also in the Australian in Australia, Australian National Newspaper, and also Sky News Australia. And it also broke into other European countries, Sweden, and I can't remember the other country. It was offered, I am told, to the New York Times at the same time that it was offered to the publications in those other four countries. And I haven't verified this with the New York Times, but I'm told, and I wouldn't be surprised, that they passed it up. Now, I jumped onto it and found the database through my own contacts as soon as the story broke and managed to update it. As far as I know, the New York Post and, you know, various online publications like the Daily Caller are the only ones who have followed up on this story, which is a bombshell international story with grave national security implications for America, being that Qualcomm, Pfizer, which is rolling out the vaccine, Boeing, General Electric, lots of, you know, companies, corporations that have military contracts and the vaccines is a pretty important national security concern as well.
But wouldn't you say there could be a connection between that lack of interest from the legacy media, including the New York Times, and the fact that as of this morning, if you went to the New York Times website and put in the search bar Eric Swalwell Chinese spy, there was zero results, Miranda. Do you think that's a coincidence?
No, I find it really strange. The Eric Swalwell story is a perfect example. That is tailor-made for a newspaper story. It has, you know, Fang Fang, the glamorous Chinese spy. It has the honeypot. It has Eric Swalwell, who is...
Sex, espionage, politics. I mean, come on.
I know. How is that not a story? The only thing I can think is that there are news organizations which are compromised themselves because they are trying to break into the Chinese market and they don't, or they have Chinese correspondents who they don't want to endanger, perhaps. In the case of the Washington Post, who was owned by Jeff Bezos, Amazon, trying to do business in China, you could say the same about Bloomberg. Corporate media in this country, I don't think the readers and the viewers quite understand how enmeshed they are in their financial terms with the Chinese Communist Party.
If you want to know more about just how deep this threat is, you must check out, we did it earlier today, an hour-long discussion on the China threat with two of the very best, Gordon Chang, you see him every day on television, and the Asia Times Spengler columnist, good friend of America First, David Goldman. Go to our YouTube channel, watch it after the show's finished. In the meantime, I have to ask our guest, Miranda Devine, follow her right now, at Miranda Devine. Devine, D-E-V-I-N-E, on Twitter. In the broader scheme of things, when it comes to the legacy media, your take as a foreigner here in America right now, the media coverage of the last 7 weeks in politics since the election, Miranda?
I'll just correct you first. I'm not a foreigner. I'm actually an American citizen born in Queens, New York. So,
you never told me that when we had dinner in Australia. You've been keeping secrets from me, Miranda. I stand corrected. Just like me, an American with a funky accent. So somebody who's back in America, because I think you were resident in Australia, how do you react to your colleagues in the legacy media in the last 7 weeks of their coverage of the election?
Well, I mean, it's been reprehensible. We've seen so many of these, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, the supposed establishment media who have disgraced themselves by ignoring and covering up particularly the evidence about Hunter Biden and Biden family's influence peddling schemes overseas, including in China. We know about Ukraine, but China is something that has direct security implications for America. China, as DNI Ratcliffe has told us, is our number one competitor and foe. So to cover up a story like that about the incoming, one of the two presidential candidates, we know from polls that if Biden voters, more than half of them had no idea about the Hunter Biden story, and almost 10% of them would have changed their vote had they known. So the cover up, not just by the legacy establishment media, but also by big tech, by Twitter and Facebook and Google, is disgusting. I mean, it is a cover-up. It was deliberately done to get rid of Donald Trump, who, as we heard from that professor at D in Shanghai just a couple of weeks ago, Tucker Carlson played it on his show. He said that the Chinese Communist Party had compromised Hunter Biden. Why do you think, he said to laughter and applause from his audience, we helped Hunter Biden out with his business deals. If they all knew, right? And and this was something that was known in China. And we also know from the Senate Homeland Committee report and Finance Committee report that Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson put out, that was also ignored by everyone except the New York Post, that the investigations they've done into the Biden family overseas business dealings, which are very shady, they open up the president-elect, incoming president, to extortion threats. Yeah.
Blackmail, it is a national security threat. For 4 years, we were told Russia, Russia, Russia. Nothing was censored by Twitter. The New York Post comes out with a real story that's now being confirmed, and of course, they get censored. But there are people out there who are fighting the good fight. We're going to post her latest analysis on that blockbuster story on our Twitter page, on our Facebook page. She's Miranda Devine. Follow her on Twitter, at Miranda Devine. God bless. Keep doing what you do, my fellow American. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting relief from this amazing product right now, including Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them has given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow, what a story. Find out for yourself if this is the answer you've been craving. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now, or call them on 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough, you deserve to know. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
So what's going to happen, Dr. G? That's what everybody's been asking me, not just in the last 24 hours, but in the last few days and weeks. Is there any hope? Far too many of you have said they've given up. Really? Really? Is that what America's founding fathers did more than 200 years ago? Did they say, well, you know, it's the British Empire. The sun never sets on it. It's the most powerful empire the world has ever known. So, well, let's just stay being colonials. It's simply not worth the fight. No, that is not the spirit of America, not the spirit of 1776. I'm not saying... that it's going to be easy. And I'm not saying that we can win without a doubt. But the Electoral College, those of you, even Mitch McConnell, who said, we now have a president-elect. Well, actually, Mitch, you don't. Because the votes were simply forwarded from the state houses where each state slate of Electoral College electors met. In some cases, they didn't even meet. It was all done via teleconference. Those results, and in some cases with competing slates of electors, we read the names of the states out that filed more than one slate with the GOP saying, no, we're here to vote for Donald Trump. Those votes, because, you know, it's timed a little bit like it was in the 18th century. How long does it take for a horse train to get from a various state house to D.C.? Those votes have not been counted, Mitch McConnell. They will be counted on January the 6th. I don't think, I have a sense, there's a lack of intestinal fortitude on Capitol Hill, but I think there are enough people like Mo Brooks, who may be a fly in the ointment for those who thought they could steal this election smoothly and only when there are no objections to the tally, when there has been no delay in vote, like members such as Mo Brooks, who have promised to delay the vote. Only then, according to our Constitution, will the sitting vice president, in his position as the president of the Senate, make the final vote count for who becomes the true president-elect and who will take the oath of office on January the 20th. So it's not over. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard. But Donald Trump is still your president, my president, and he's still Joe Biden's president. Sorry, Joe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your sex. Hold the line. Never give up. Never, ever give in. And always stay frosty.